Live from Studio A at CJSF 90.1 FM. Pondering the Queen is a Reptile atop Burnaby Mountain, it's the Jazz Spectrum. I'm your host, Peter Prentice, and I'm pleased to bring you the best in new and independent jazz from across Canada and around the world. This week's show is titled Let Freedom Play. So whatever you're doing, and wherever you're doing it, sing to remember, take the next 60 minutes and enjoy the Jazz Spectrum. Gracie, Daddy's on the air, and you're listening to CJSF 90.1 FM, broadcasting from Burnaby, British Columbia, the campus community radio station at Simon Fraser University, and also streaming on the internet at cjsf.ca. Well, we opened the show with a group out of England called the Sons of Kemet, and the tune was My Queen is Harriet Tubman. The album is Your Queen is a Reptile. And, well, we're starting off with a little bit of a political note here on our Black History Month show. And the Queens of Kemet and their leader, Shabaka Hutchings, a very fine sax player. This album is devoted to queens, women that are considered queens, whether official or unofficial, in the African community, the African-American community, and also in the British American African British community, and some prominent names that you may or may not be familiar with: Mamie Phipps Clark, Harriet Tubman, Anna Julia Cooper, Angela Davis, Nanny of the Maroons, Ya Asantewaa, Albertina Sisulu, and Doreen Lawrence, as well as Shabaka Hutchings' great grandmother, Ida Eastman. And each of the songs is devoted to each of these women who were leaders in their communities, whether it was through acts of great bravery like Harriet Tubman, education like I believe Albertina Sisulu, and Ada Eastman, who again was a leader in Barbados, I believe it was, in the Black community there. And so our show this week is devoted to African-American artists, Canadian, African-Canadian artists, as well as others from around the world. And we're going to start off with, we're sort of split it into three groups here. And so the first set will be some of the leading young lions of today. And that'll be the first set. The second set, we're going to take a step back. We're going to go to Africa and some of the, a couple of the great leaders in the jazz and jazz in Africa over the years, as well as a Canadian legend. And then the third set, we're going to sort of tie it all together. And so we're going to start off with Australian native Troy Roberts, a sax player, who now I believe is based either in, I think he's based in the United States now, and he plays with Joey DeFrancesco, has played with Van Morrison, as well as has his own group. And so the album New Jive Perspective, we're going to play the tune Professor Ghetto Rig. And so here's Troy Roberts and Professor Ghetto Rig right here on the Jazz Spectrum. Thank you.
job, I can't see one they take away. But my father raised a proud son. He said, for the woman you love, you got to find a way. So I'm gonna wake up early in the morning, and I'm gonna fight till the fight is won. Is one. Oh no, there ain't no shadow of doubt that I'm gonna be the man to make you proud. Oh no, there ain't no shadow of doubt. Though it might take a minute to come around. Oh no, there ain't no shadow of doubt. 'Cause I got you.
That was Kamasi Washington in Humility from his album Harmony of Difference. And before that, we heard his bass player, Miles Mosley, and a tune from his album Uprising, which also includes Kamasi Washington. The tune was Shadow of Doubt. And we opened the set with Troy Roberts and Professor Ghetto Rig from the album New Jive Perspective. And some of the Young Lions, Kamasi Washington and Miles Mosley, definitely leaders in these sort of L.A. Jazz movement of younger jazz musicians, that full sound, which is very exciting and dynamic. And Troy Roberts from Australia, now based in, I believe, in the United States, and a very fine tune from his album, New Jive Perspective. And we're playing songs, we're calling it Let Freedom Play, celebrating Black History Month right here on the Jazz Spectrum.
I'm Jose Mairena, and you are listening to the Jazz Spectrum on CJSF 90.1 FM, broadcasting from Burnaby, British Columbia, and also streaming on the internet at cjsf.ca.
Hey, SFU! Getting money back for all your empty or refundable bottles and cans just got a lot easier. Just sign up for Returned Express for free. You can bag your containers, tag the bag, and drop it through the window at the new Express and Go container in the East parking lot. Return It will count your containers and credit your refunds to your online account. Learn more at returnit.ca/SFU.
February is Black History Month. Tune in all month for special episodes of Speak Up, Intravenous, SFU Ideas and Issues, and more, celebrating Black history. I want to know, do you see it?
We're back on the Jazz Spectrum, celebrating Black History Month by playing some great music by artists, Black artists from around the world. And we're going to go back to Africa and two legendary jazz artists who really were in the forefront of different jazz movements in different parts of Africa. We're going to start off with the drummer Tony Allen, and he's now based out of Paris, but he's a native of Nigeria and was a drummer and music director from 1968 to 79 in Fela Kuti's band Africa 70, and is credited as a co-founder of the Afrobeat music in the 1970s. And in fact, Kuti had said there would be no Afrobeat without Tony Allen. And Brian Eno considers Tony Allen to probably be the greatest drummer that the world has ever seen. High praise. And then we're going to play a tune by another African legend, Abdullah Ibrahim and Akaya. And he's a native, of course, of South Africa, lived in exile in New York from the 60s to the 90s with, I think, a brief interlude back in South Africa. He was a leading figure in the Cape jazz movement, still touring in his mid-80s. And you'll hear influences of Monk and Duke Ellington in his music. So we're going to play a tune by him, and then we're going to close the set with Canada's own Oscar Peterson, Canadian jazz legend, not just a Canadian jazz legend, but a jazz legend, period. And probably is his signature tune from the album Night Train, Him to Freedom. But we're going to start off with Tony Allen and a tune from his album The Source called Cool Cats, right here on the Jazz Spectrum. We'll be right back. That was Oscar Peterson and Hymn to Freedom from his 1963 album Night Train, an album that he put together in to honor his father, who was a night porter on the CN Rail for many, many years. And before that, we heard pianist Abdullah Ibrahim and Kaya and the title tune from the album Soto Blue. And we opened the set with Tony Allen and Cool Cats from the album The Source. And whether it's by design or whether it's just the way it is, if you listen to Tony Allen, and then before that we played Kamasi Washington, and to see the connection from one generation to the next, the fullness and the joy in the music, it's very similar in Tony Allen's music and Kamasi Washington's music. Well, we're playing Let Freedom Play, celebrating Black History Month here on the Jazz Spectrum. And I'm Peter Prentice, and you're listening to the Jazz Spectrum on CJSF 90.1 FM, broadcasting from Burnaby, British Columbia, and streaming on the internet at cjsf.ca.
And now for a CJSF Heritage Minute. During the 80s and the 90s, CJSF would come into its own as a serious platform for independent artists and a forum for people to express ideas not present in the mainstream media. Summer 2002, CJSF receives a license from the Canadian Radio Telecommunications Commission to broadcast over the FM airwaves. February 13th, 2003, 7 p.m. CJSF goes on air at 90.1 FM, and we've been changing the sound of radio in Burnaby ever since.
If you're a regular listener of this show or other shows on CJSF, we'd love to hear from you. Tell us about what you like and why you like it, as well as ways we can improve our programming. To leave comments, please email cjsfprog@sfu.ca or call 778-782-4423. This information can also be found on our website at www.cjsf.ca.
We're back on the Jazz Spectrum, playing great music to celebrate Black History Month, and we're going to continue with a couple of Canadian artists. The very fine vocalist Kelly Lee Evans in 2010 released an album in tribute of the great singer Nina Simone. And so we're going to play a tune closely associated with Nina Simone, Sinnerman, from the album Nina. And then we're going to continue with Toronto pianist Thompson Egbo Egbo. And he's released an album called A New Standard. And we're going to play a Robert Glasper tune called Be Courageous. And then we're going to close the set with Derek Hodge, who has played a lot with Robert Glasper as his bass player and produced several of his albums. And we're going to play a tune from Derek Hodge's album, The Second, called For Generations. But let's start off with Ottawa's Kelly Lee Evans and Sinnerman right here on the Jazz Spectrum. Please hide me, oh, on that day.
Cinnamon.
That was Derek Hodge and Four Generations from his album The Second. Before that, we heard Thompson Egbo-Egbo, a Toronto-based pianist, and Be Courageous, a Robert Glasper tune from his album A New Standard. And we opened the set with Ottawa's Kelly Lee Evans and Sinnerman from her 2010 album Nina, a tribute to Nina Simone. Well, folks, I just want to let you know about what's happening in the jazz world. Just a couple of things. Jazz Evensong, of course, every Wednesday evening at Brentwood Presbyterian Church, 1600 Delta Avenue in Burnaby. Quiet hour, an hour of quiet reflection and great jazz with your host, Dr. Brian Fraser. And this week, the great jazz will be brought to you by vocalist Candace Churchill, and she's singing the songs of Nina Simone. So you might want to check that out. It's Wednesday, and if you're listening and want to head out there, head out there. And in about an hour, you'll be hearing some great Nina Simone tunes sung by great vocalist Candace Churchill. And then next week, next Wednesday, sort of the last installment of the Black History Month concerts at Jazz Evensong, Delana Gayle Bowen will be singing as part of the great jazz at Jazz Evensong. Well, folks, our time is almost up here on the Jazz Spectrum, and we're just about ready to turn things over to Sons Lusitanos, the best in Portuguese music and culture, with your host, Gabriela Madeira. I'm Peter Prentice, and I've enjoyed bringing you 60 minutes of new and independent jazz from across Canada and around the world, and I hope you've enjoyed listening. This week's show is titled Let Freedom Play, our tribute to Black History Month. I'd like to get your feedback, so email your thoughts to prentice.jazzspectrum@gmail.com. Well, we're going to close the show with the great pianist Joe Seeley and a tune from his Juno award-winning album, Africville, Song of Hope. And that's what we leave you with on this Wednesday evening, is a Song of Hope. Well, Grace will be home soon, and the rest of you will catch up with you the next time right here on the Jazz Spectrum.